Utah Puck Report. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, and we're still just doing it from my front room. There's my front door. That's where my cat sits on that chair over there. So now you got that's behind the scenes of the Utah Puck Report. Gary can't be with us today. His kids are in tryouts. We're recording this on Saturday afternoon, and as you know, youth hockey, he's got a U10 trying out for hockey today, and youth hockey's just starting to get tryouts, which is usually, we're usually well past that by now. On the show today, we've got a couple of friends. Ryan Tall, who's been on the show before. Ryan, a former equipment manager for the Utah Grizzlies, current equipment manager for the San Diego Goals in the American Hockey League. Ryan, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having us on, Jay.
It's good to have you back. Sick mustache. I appreciate the effort.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, but we're letting it ride.
You know what? It really fits you. There are a lot of guys that it doesn't fit. And like we were talking before the show, I had just let mine go. And it was just long. It was in my mouth when I was eating. And it was pointed out that not only was it gross, but it was also out of policy for the fire department. So I had to rein it in a little bit.
Hey, that's all right. Dial it in.
So I wish I was all official like Jocko on his podcast. It'd be like, if you didn't hear Ryan's podcast before, tune into episode 36. But I have no idea. We don't number ours. We just name them. So if you want to hear Ryan's episode.
Yeah, it was a few months ago.
Yeah, just look it up under Ryan. And I want to talk to you about a lot of stuff. But I want to also introduce Riggs Zeidler. Riggs, a longtime friend of mine, a kid I had the opportunity to coach. I got lucky because I had just a batch of awesome kids to coach, and Riggs was definitely in that group. And, Riggs, how are you?
Thanks for coming too. Good. How are you? And thanks for having us again.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. We have some stuff to talk to you about, and you guys are you're putting together Hungry for Hockey. Is that what it's called?
Yep, that's it.
Hungry for Hockey.
I thought that's what it's called, but then once I turn on the microphone and I stop looking at all the stuff I had written down, I just start making stuff
up. It happens.
Riggsy, are you still playing hockey at all?
Just here and there. I've actually been coaching Learn to Play for the last couple of weeks in Davis County. So that's about all the hockey I get time for now. But I'll play pickup every once in a while, men's league.
Yeah? We got to get you on a team, man. You're a lot of fun to have on a team, and a lot of fun to have in the locker room.
Absolutely. I'd love to play.
Ryan, I want to talk to you about the end of the season in the AHL. And we had Kanasiewicz on here, and we talked about how it ended for the Utah Grizzlies and how, just one day you're in the locker room and you're preparing for a game and then it's abruptly over. You had suspicions, but how did it go for you guys in San Diego?
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So we were actually on the road in Tucson, and we were in the middle of a game when the NBA thing came out with Rudy Gobert and all of that. So it was kind of like, all right, the NBA is getting shut down. What's going to happen across the board? A lot of, who knows, right? And we finished the game, and the next morning it was shut down. Email out, everything was out. Or press release that, no practices, no games until further notice, kind of on a holding pattern until they figured everything out. And as time's gone on, it's still on a holding pattern. They actually just released that the American Hockey League won't start earlier than December 4th. So that's kind of what they're shooting for now. And
I saw that
with
message.
The situation is.
What does that do for a guy like you some of these players now, like the East Coast League, those guys don't make enough money anyway, and they have summer jobs, and but guys in your league, usually this is what they do for a living, and this is the only thing they do for a living, and for the most part, your staff is there year round. You don't get to come home during the whole summer. They expect you to be, you're a full time employee there, but now
there's camps usually and stuff like that too, but.
So what does this do for you right now? Is your employment on furlough?
We're not currently. We're very, very fortunate. They treat us beyond well. The Ducks organization does, because that's who owns the San Diego Goals. It's the Samueli family, and they are the greatest. So we're doing the best that we can to stay busy. You have to prepare like you're going to play, and hopefully it is sooner than later. So there's still things that you can do to get ready and be ready to go once they do say, hey, training camps are opening up, whether that's going to be small groups or whether that's going to be a full team training camp or what they're going to decide. We've got to be ready for any kind of scenario that's going to come our way. So right now it's still kind of, you know, might be December, it might be January, but camps obviously are going to have to open before that. So it's all preparing for multiple different scenarios right now.
Yeah. And I can't even imagine the logistics. I get made fun of all the time because I have multiple jobs, but one of my other jobs besides being a firefighter and besides working for KSL is I also run movie sets. Like I supply EMTs and paramedics for movies that are filmed in Utah. And I also now I have to supply COVID compliance officers and the logistics behind that, like just trying to keep actors quarantined and away from different staff and having to set up their rooms and you know, the set and where they're going to eat their dinners and where they're going to have snacks. And then I think about, man, how are you going to have 22 guys, 30 guys try out for a team? How are you going to keep them 6 feet apart or 10 feet apart? Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just going to be crazy.
I can see it being like a, I could see it being like a small group scenario, you know, maybe 10 guys go on the ice at this time. Those guys get in and out, another set of guys. I don't know, but I could see maybe starting with something like that.
Yeah. Wow. It's going to be crazy. Do you keep an eye on what's going on around here as far as Utah players in the AHL?
With Daniel Brickley, obviously, he had some games with Ontario, which is San Diego and Ontario. We play each other, you know, more than just a handful of times throughout the year since we're so close. I try and keep watching on everybody now that we've got some guys in the league. And
yeah, you got to know who's coming. That's what I was going to ask. So with Daniel, it was weird because, you know, he started the season and then had a horrible a blood pathogen. And
super unfortunate.
Yeah, and missed almost the entire season, and then at the end of the season gets traded. So loaned. Careful what I say. It looked like a trade, but it was after the trade deadline, so it looked like some, I don't know, call it what it is. It's like a back alley deal or whatever, because that was a trade, but I don't know who owns his rights. And I've been in the locker room with him. He's been on some of those drop-ins that I've been lucky enough to play in since COVID, and yeah, he's kind of wondering what his future is too. But what I was going to ask you is now you have another Utah player in Ontario. You saw Nick Halloran signed a deal with the Kings and with Ontario.
I did. I saw that. That's great. I don't know. I don't know Nick personally, but it's always good to see Utah players advancing to those higher levels.
Yeah. So it's great too. And he's a great kid. Another kid I had an opportunity to coach and just great family, and I'm really excited to see how well he does. And I know that, I mean, he was in the Hobie Baker running 2 years in a row and had some really good seasons, had a hip injury. And had he not had that hip injury in the middle of his junior season, I think we'd be hearing a lot more about him and that contract would be a two-way. And I imagine I don't know how it's going to go now, honestly, because of COVID, I don't know. But I would have imagined he started the season in camp with the Kings and then got reassigned to Ontario. But now who knows? But I expect we see him get a shot because that kid can score goals